You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you already know that, but we have to discuss it anyways. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Monday, February the 16th of 2026. And we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that place over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes. Hanging out at RadioBig.fm. You know, that is our music station, in case you kind of get confused on what the hell goes on over there. It is our music station where we get to do a little bit of everything. And when I say a little bit of everything, I'm not joking. That is freeform radio over there, kind of like we do Freeform Friday on this show, but that's freeform radio over there, meaning that we play and do whatever we want, kind of how we want to do it, and we kind of have no limitations. Now, I will tell you, because here we do video and over there we don't do video, we can play every kind of music that we want within reason, of course, commercial radio as well. So, you know, a lot of times we play some music here, either stuff that we have people give us or stuff that we kind of create in-house. Over there, we can play all the popular music stuff. But over here, because this show, we do it with video, and then we put it the first hour with a podcast. We can't do it that way. And I'm explaining this for the whole purpose of there are songs I would love to share with you, but I can only do it if you go to that side of the house. That's the reason of the reference. Anyways, let's start talking. How was your weekend? Hopefully, you are still enjoying day numero tres of your weekend. And I just came in here because it is President's Day here in the United States, not the President's Day. It is President's Day, celebrating all the presidents throughout the United States that have served in the United States. So with that being said, we are here. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Hopefully you're still enjoying part of your weekend and you're just catching this later on. But let's talk about it. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. If you're not aware of that, that's kind of what we do. We talk a little bit about everything that's going on. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They tell us what's going on from their point of view and what they were able to locate and find. And then we kind of come in and go, chibbity hibbity, and then kind of give you our main story and then move forward from there. No, seriously, that's what we do.
Duh.
So, if you're ready, I have my friends from Feature Story News ready to go, but I'm going to share this with you real quick before I forget. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. Would love to see you over there. Because once you get there, it's going to give you three options. So you're going to say, why am I going to see you when you audio, video, text messaging? So you can do a video, you can do text messaging, or you can do audio. And then we kind of get to listen to everything that's going on. Sometimes people go, well, why don't you play it? Well, I don't play it sometimes for a reason. So that's the whole purpose behind it. So I just kind of know what general direction you're wanting to go. I will definitely tell you that during Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays, it definitely makes it interesting in my inbox. No doubt there. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't I bring in my friends from Feature Story News? Let them tell you exactly what they're finding on their end, and then we move forward. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it, and we can get everything rolling right now here on the Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. The UK government has promised to move more quickly to close loopholes in laws designed to protect children online. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer says no platform will get a free pass on children's safety and has vowed to crack down on the addictive elements of social media. The UK's Online Safety Act was drafted before the emergence of AI chatbots, which have been criticised for giving children misleading information or even harmful suggestions on everything from mental health advice to eating habits. Rowan Ferguson from the Molly Rose Foundation believes the legislation needs strengthening.
The Online Safety Act is a landmark piece of legislation, and it remains, you know, an excellent foundation for protecting our children. But unfortunately, it's just not working as intended. And the measures that we have are really baking in a status quo rather than stretching platforms to go further to protect kids.
India is hosting the AI Summit in New Delhi this week, the first time the event's been held in the Global South. CEOs from top tech firms will be in attendance, many hoping to make inroads in the world's most populous country. Ishan Gurg reports.
Indian officials say the AI Impact Summit will showcase real-world application of AI in areas such as agriculture, education and payments, while previous iterations of the summit have focused on ensuring guardrails around AI. India says it wants to push democratization of the technology. Officials say the host country is hoping to focus on conversations around the central theme of people, planet and progress. The event will also see at least three Indian firms launch indigenously developed large language models to rival services like ChatGPT. Analysts say India is hoping to pitch itself as the country best placed to provide the talent workforce for the AI revolution, as well as the largest market for AI products.
UK police are facing growing pressure to open a full criminal investigation into Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor's time as UK trade envoy. It comes after released documents appear to show him sharing sensitive information with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Thames Valley Police confirmed last week it's assessing claims following the latest release of Epstein files. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg says police are currently deciding whether to open a full investigation.
You have to be a public officer acting in that role who willfully neglects to perform his duty or willfully misconducts himself to such a degree as to amount to an abuse of the public's trust in the office holder and without reasonable excuse or justification. In other words, the question is whether Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor willfully misconducted himself as a trade envoy to such a degree as to amount to an abuse of the public's trust.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, talking more today about AI and the first politician in America who is making the need to regulate artificial intelligence the central plank of his election campaign.
Some people talk about AI as if it's in the future. They're wrong. The age of artificial intelligence isn't coming. It's here. Too many elected leaders don't understand it and are already dropping the ball like they did when social media arrived 20 years ago. Why would we repeat the same mistake?
Alex Borres wants to succeed Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York, a Democrat who is retiring from Congress at the end of this year. Mr. Borres is a data scientist who worked for Palantir before getting hands-on experience at a firm developing AI. He's terrified by what he's seen, an industry unregulated in the US that he believes should be required on a national scale to publish and follow safety protocols, disclose any notable safety incidents, and be prevented from marketing AI products that seek to sexually exploit children.
I want to give Americans a say in AI. It's as simple as that. Most Americans are pro-innovation and pro-AI, but they think there need to be some guardrails. It's moving incredibly quickly. They're seeing impacts on their kids, on their job, on the environment, and they think government should have a say.
He's got a steep climb, but if he wins the Democratic primary in New York, he'll have a crack at reaching Congress and doing something about an AI industry that is uncontrolled. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the UK government has promised to move more quickly to close loopholes in laws designed to protect children online. Meanwhile, India is hosting the AI Summit in New Delhi this week, the first time the event's been held in the Global South. And UK police are facing growing pressure to open a full criminal investigation into Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor's time as UK trade envoy. It comes in the wake of released documents appearing to show him sharing sensitive information with Jeffrey Epstein. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
The sexiest thing a man can do
is listen to this show every day. Yeah, every day. Let's get back to the music.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait lists, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Some people call it Fun Day Monday.
I call it that now.
We call it Fake It Till Friday Monday.
Okay, Fun Day Monday. I don't really think that's a thing, but I guess we can call it that way if you would like to do it. Okay, so anyways, 15 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and start getting into some of the stories that we have for you. So should we talk about this just in case you're not aware? We'll talk about two things. Today is President's Day, official Washington's birthday at the federal government level. It's a holiday in the United States celebrated on the third Monday of February. It is often celebrated to honor all those who served as presidents of the United States since 1879 and has been a federal holiday honoring the founding father, George Washington, who led the Continental Army to victory in American Revolution. Who presided at the Constitutional Convention in 1787 and served as the U.S. president from 1789 to 1797. So just in case you were not aware, now you have some information that you might have not known. And if you did know it, now you have been confirmed on what you already knew. Is that better? Okay, so we can start off with some serious business and get to the lighter heart of stuff, or we can go lighter heart to serious business. I think that it's better off if we go serious first, and then we just go from there. So take a listen to this. Authorities swarmed of residents near Nancy Guthrie's home on Friday after what Pima County Sheriff's Department called law enforcement activity connected to her abduction case. But despite the movement and speculation, no arrest was made. The update came just one day after the FBI boosted the reward to $100,000 in relation leading to Nancy Guthrie's whereabouts or the arrest of anyone involved. Investigators also released new details about the masked suspect, described as a man between 5'9 and 5'10 with an average build, seen wearing a black Ozark trail hiker backpack and the Ring doorbell footage. Also, investigators are reviewing suspects' ransom notes sent to TMZ and two local news outlets. Her daughter, Savannah Guthrie, along with her siblings, have posted emotional video pleas calling for their mother's safe return for now. The search continues just in case. Of course, I'm going to have a little bit more, so let's continue. So as Savannah is fighting back the tears and refusing to give up, she posted an emotional video on Instagram and pleading directly with whoever took her mother, Nancy, to do the right thing. It's now have been 2 weeks since Nancy vanished. Savannah looked straight into the camera and delivered a message aimed at the kidnapper. It's not too late. Come forward. Bring her home. She said her family still believes and still holds hope. Here's the message.
I wanted to come on, and it's been 2 weeks since our mom was taken, and I just wanted to come on and say that we still have hope, and we still believe. And I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late. And you're not lost or alone. And it is never too late to do the right thing. And we are here. And we believe. And we believe in the essential goodness of every human being. And it's never too late.
Okay, so there you go. Some information there directly from her. I'm going to give you some other information. So here you go. Investigators may have just found something real in the search of the missing grandmother, Nancy Guthrie. I think we already talked about that, established that. The FBI says that a glove discovered about 2 miles from Nancy's home appears to match the black gloves worn by the masked man seen in the chilling doorbell footage from the night that she vanished. Here's the twist, though. Nearly 16 gloves were recovered in the area, most of them left behind by searchers working the scene. But one glove stood out, different from the rest, and authorities believe that it closely resembles the pair worn by the armed suspect caught on the camera trying to block Nancy's doorbell camera in the early hours of February the 1st. That glove has been sealed, shipped to a private lab in Florida, and now is undergoing DNA testing. Results are expected soon. So what do you think? No, like seriously, what do you think? I mean, it keeps on getting more and more interesting as we are talking about this case. So there you go. So take a listen to this. Let's see. What else do we got? Let's talk about this one. This one's interesting. And I hope you're sitting down as I say this. Former President Barack Obama stirred up the internet after joking that aliens are real before quickly shutting down the idea that little green men are stashed away in Area 51. During an interview with Brian Taylor Cohen, Obama was asked point blank whether aliens exist. His answer, they're real, but I haven't seen them. He followed them up by dismissing the long-running conspiracy theory that that extraterrestrials are being hidden in underground facilities in Nevada, saying that any cover-up that big would have been have to be hidden from the president himself. Obama leaned into the humor, even joking that one of his first questions that he wanted to answer upon entering the White House was, Where are the aliens? Still has made it clear that the U.S. government uses Area 51 to testing advanced military aircrafts, not hosting intergalactic roommates. Take a listen.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in,
Area 51?
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the president of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
Okay, so there you go. That's his, that was his first question, is what he's saying. So what do you think here? Do you think that's real, or do you think it's fake? I mean, I remember hearing some people say that if they ever became the president, the first question that they would like answered is, who killed JFK? So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, no doubt about that. Okay, take a listen to this one real quick. Two agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been placed in administrative leave following the review of January 14th shooting in Minneapolis that left Venezuelan man wounded, according to officials. A joint review by ICE and the U.S. Department of Justice found the sworn testimony from the two agents appeared that included untruthful statements that did not align with the video evidence. The finding prompted the internal investigation, and the agents now face possible termination and potential criminal charges depending on the outcome of the review of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota. The shooting occurred after an attempted traffic stop. Authorities said that ICE agent shot Julius Caesar Sosa Celis in the thigh after allegedly fled and later exited his vehicle at an apartment complex. Both agents and Sosa Celis were treated at a nearby hospital. Initially, Sosa Celis and another Venezuelan man, Alfredo Alejandro Alijorna, were charged with assault, accused of attacking or pursuing ICE agent with snow shovel and a broom handle. However, U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen later moved to dismiss the charges, citing newly discovered evidence that he said was materially inconsistent with the agent's statement. A federal judge approved the dismissal. The case remains under review of the federal authorities, determined whether the agent's actions and their accounts of what happened warrant further consequences. So what do you think here? It's definitely some interesting times. Let's not lie here about everything that's going on, because it's definitely some interesting ones as we are talking. Let's continue talking about some other stuff. Have you been watching the Olympics as they've been making the rounds, of course? So take a listen to this, because this is interesting. At the Winter Olympics in Cortina, Canada's curling team is once again staring down cheating accusations, this time from Switzerland, as the double-touching drama refuses to melt away. It started Friday in a tense matchup between Canada and Sweden. Sweden Oscar Eriksson accused Canadian curler Mark Kennedy of double-touching the stone, a violation if it happens past the hog line. Kennedy didn't take that lightly. Cameras caught him firing back with a very un-Olympic choice of words, insisting that he hadn't done it once and telling his accusers exactly where he could go. Officials were called in and monitored the deliveries of the three ends. Verdict, no violation found. Fast forward 24 hours later, Switzerland enters the chat during a 9-5 round robin with a win over Canada. Swiss curler Pablo Lachat claimed that he saw another double touch and said that the referee witnessed it too. It's unclear whether any formal complaint was filed, but the accusation was loud enough to echo across the arena. Meanwhile, the controversy even spilled into the women's event. Canada's Rachel Holman had a stone removed after an official ruled that she touched it again post-release. Now, I will tell you, I actually was watching the video this morning of the women's curling win. She definitely touched it twice. It happened so quick, though. I don't know if she was trying to move her hand out of the way, and I'm not giving any justification. I'm just telling you what's going on. They do the release, and you know how they kind of like spin it. I'm over here on the camera trying to spin the damn thing, but they do this spin. But when she does the spin, her finger comes out. And I think that was the time that she touched it. I don't think it's intentional, but I have no idea how the sports work. Let's just be realistic. I'm just telling you how it looks. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that I'm wrong. I'm just saying how it looked. Don't know. And she immediately says that she didn't do it. Team members automatically say the same thing, that they didn't do it. And if she would have done it, that they would say something about it. So a lot of stuff going on there. No doubt about that. So what do you think? I always say controversy creates cash, as I stole that from Eric Bischoff many, many years ago, as he has a book by the same title. But I look at it from the standpoint of this. Would we normally be talking about curling? The answer is no. So the reason we're talking about this, because there was a controversy. And I guess, you know, when we give them airtime, it definitely creates cash.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so let's talk about some World of the Weird, because that's what we do. China e-commerce giant JD.com flipped the script on phone accessories. Instead of tossing in a cheap case when you buy a pricey phone, JD is offering a fee-free iPhone 17 Max if you buy one of their limited editions gold-plated AU99.99 gold cases. They aren't cute little metallic covers. They come in with weights ranging from 10 grams to 100 grams of gold. The top tier 100 gram version will set you back $139,999, which is about $20,000. To sweeten the deal, JD will throw in a brand new Apple flagship phone with the 100 gram purchase, because at that price, what's another $1,000? And there is a catch. Heavy gold plating can interfere with the wireless charging and potential cause overheating. So your luxury flex might also double down as a hand warmer. JD hasn't said whether anyone actually dropped the $20,000 on the heaviest case, but the 10-gram version is already sold out. The 30-gram model is priced at $5,650 and has been popping up on social media. Finally, a case that needs its own insurance policy is definitely what it sounds like when you start thinking about it. And when your screen time comes with a gold reserve, it's not a phone case, it's a retirement plan. And wireless charging, Trifort Knox charging. You're not texting, you're investing. At $20,000, it's better to answer calls for you. And the only thing heavier than the case is the flex. Imagine losing that between your cushions. Sorry I'm late, my phone needed polishing. That's not a cover. That's definitely some collateral when it's all said and done.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. So let's talk about this, getting into the
lighter side
of things that are going on inside of the world. A couple thought that they scored a solid deal by buying a used three-piece couch from a co-worker. What they actually bought home was a surprise tenant. While loading the furniture, the seller was trying to stop their sneaky orange cat from escaping. Turns out the cat didn't run out the door. It burrowed itself into the couch. Nobody noticed. Later at the home, the couple's dogs wouldn't stop circling the sofa, and then came the faint jingle of a bell. That's the suspicion kicked in. They tipped the couch over and discovered the stowaway, an orange cat named Cheeto, tucked into like he had paid rent. Getting him out wasn't simple. They tried coaxing him with a soft voice, treats, and even dog food. No luck. After an hour or two of negotiations, they finally cut a hole at the bottom of the couch and they rescued the very unwilling feline. The whole thing hit TikTok and racked up over 800,000 views, because you know it's not real if you don't fucking put it on TikTok or social media. The commenters were joking that the cat thought the couch was his and just woken up wondering where he'd be relocated to. So there you go. What a deal. 800,000 views on a cat video. So maybe the Catamatrix people really had an idea of what was going on. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking about this one. A Kansas teacher is battling cancer, got hit with another gut punch. Bruce Bingham, a middle school teacher and a high school track coach from Hutchinson, drove more than 3 hours to Kansas City for a specialized radiation after undergoing a major 7-hour surgery. He's fighting prostate cancer and aggressive skin cancer. On February the 8th, while he was trying to overnight at Kansas City Hospital, someone stole his car off of the street where he had parked in the night before. So here he is recovering from surgery, gearing up for 6 weeks of radiation, and now he doesn't even have a ride home because he didn't have a full insurance company insurance. The theft has piled transportation problems on top of mounting medical bills. A GoFundMe and a meal train were launched to help with the treatment and travel costs. As of yesterday, more than $10,800 had been raised. Bingham teaches at Fairfield Middle School and coaches track Fairfield High School. Students described him as funny, supportive, and a like family. I'm not sure what that means. Fellow teacher says that he's kind of an educator who shows up for everyone, which makes it even harder to watch. Fairfield Public School Superintendent Richard Spender confirmed the Bingham surgery to remove the tumor in his ear was successful. Radiation treatments are expected to last 6 weeks. Bingham says that he is overwhelmed with the community support. His son echoed the sentiment, saying that the kindness has meant everything to their family. Meanwhile, Kansas City police say that the investigation into the stolen vehicle is still ongoing. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, low jack, buddy. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's like kind of crazy that these days you have to have a tracker for everything to make sure that some shit like that doesn't happen when it's all said and done. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's get into it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's start talking right away. I know it's a holiday for some, but we need to start talking about it anyways because I might have your attention for just a moment. And let's talk about performance, not performance like production numbers and not performance like KPIs and definitely not performance like quarterly earnings. I'm talking about performance like, woo, theater. You know, you ever notice how some organizations look incredibly safe? You know, like incredibly safe. Posters everywhere, slogans on the walls, banners in the lobby, a safety moment before every meeting, a hard hat that's definitely been polished, vests that are definitely glowing, and metrics printed in colors. And it looks amazing. It definitely feels safe. It sounds safe. But the question becomes this, is it? And here's the uncomfortable part. A lot of what we call safety isn't safety at all. It's really performance. It's the performance of safety. It's the safety sprinkles, if I may say it in that particular fashion. And what you know I mean by sprinkles, right? You take something that is already there like a cupcake and you toss some sprinkles on the top and suddenly it looks festive. It looks special. It looks like you did something meaningful. But underneath it, it's still the same cupcake. And that's what happens in organizations every single day. We take production, we take operation, we take deadlines, we take cost control, we take schedule pressure, and then we toss safety sprinkles on top of it. We start the meeting with safety moments. We add a slide at the beginning of the presentation. We say safety is our number one priority. Let me try that one more time.
Safety is our number one priority.
We run a campaign this month. We give out the branded t-shirts and sprinkles. Now, don't get me wrong. None of these things are inherently bad. But when they do become the thing, when they become the proof that we are safe, that's where we get in trouble. Let's just be realistic. It's the reality of how this whole thing works. Because safety isn't something you sprinkle on top of performance. It's either embedded on how you operate or it's theater. It's one or the other. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And here's where it gets really interesting. Most people don't realize they're performing. They genuinely believe that they're doing safety. That's the scary part. We've created a model where visible activity equals safety. It is visible, it is documented, it is audible, and it must be real because it already kind of fell into these other categories. But real doesn't always look impressive. Real safety looks like a difficult conversation, slowing down production, redesigning a process, relocating budgets, admitting something isn't working, removing unnecessary rules, listening to the people doing the work. The stuff isn't glamorous. It doesn't photograph well, and you can't always measure it neatly. It doesn't fit on a banner. So instead, we perform. We perform safety meetings. We perform near miss reporting. We perform engagements. We perform caring. And sometimes, this is going to sting a little, so let me say this. We perform outrage after an incident. Yes, outrage is really what it boils down to. So you see that. Something's happening. Suddenly there's a town hall. There's new messaging. There's this new emotional language. And of course, there's the urgency. For a few weeks, it's intense. Then it fades. The sprinkles wash off. And we go back to the cupcake. Here's a dangerous illusion. Performance creates comfort. When leaders see activity, they relax. When boards see metrics trending green, they relax. When regulators, binders and documentations, they definitely relax. But performance doesn't equal protection. You can have a flawless safety meeting and still have people quietly taking shortcuts because the real priority is production. You can have 100% training completion and still have people confused about how work actually gets done. You can have zero incidents, because we love that, of course, in a month and still be accumulating risk under surface, because safety isn't about how it looks. It's about how decisions are made when nobody's watching. And that's the part that we don't talk about enough. When supervisor chooses production over pause, when workers choose silence over speaking up, when leadership chooses optics over investment, when cost-cutting quietly trims margins of safety, those decisions rarely show up in safety presentations, but they define reality.
Duh.
So let's ask a different question. If you stripped away the slogan, if you removed the posters, if you stopped operating how you do today, and if you stopped opening meetings with safety moments, and if you turned off the dashboards, would anything actually change? Would the work become more dangerous, or would it look exactly the same? And that's the brutal question. Let's just be realistic when it's all said and done. Because if nothing is the answer would change, then safety program might just be a decoration. Maybe it's just sprinkles. Now, here's the nuance. Performance isn't always malicious. Sometimes it's survival. Organizations perform safety because that's what the system rewards. Audits reward documentation. Stakeholders reward visible action. Insurance rewards compliance. Public perception rewards optics. So we design safety systems that are optimized for being seen. But real safety isn't optimized for being seen. It's optimized for resilience. And resilience isn't loud. It's quiet. It's adaptive. It's uncomfortable. It requires leaders to say, we're not as good as we look. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Let's not lie here. Because performance is addictive. It feels productive. It feels controlled. It sure as shit feels measurable. Real safety feels messy. It requires humility. It requires vulnerability. And it requires listening to the messy middle of how work actually happens. So what do? We stop confusing motion with progress. We stop confusing visibility with effectiveness. We stop confusing performance with protection. And we start asking harder questions. Where are we pretending? Where are we decorating? Where are we signaling care instead of structural support? Because here's the bottom line, and I'm not saying this because Stone Cold said so. If safety is something you did, or here's something you would add after the fact, it's a costume. If safety only exists in presentations, it's branding. If safety disappears when production pressure increases, it never was embedded. It was sprinkles, and sprinkles melt under heat. Performance safety survives calm conditions. Real safety survives pressure. So the next time you sit in a meeting, the next time someone proudly shows a dashboard, the next time you hear safety is our number one priority, pause. Ask yourself, is this protection or is it performance? I'm not joking as I say that, because the difference between the two is where people either go home safe or we pretend that they will.
You are listening to some.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Do it! I don't want to play in your bed. I don't want to do it. I don't want to play in your bed yet. It ain't that good. Hey! No way! Hey! Hey, little.
I don't think I want to be in your band because it's not that good yet. Anyways, it is currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Doing all the fun stuff we get to do. No doubt about that. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. This right here is Claire Crowler. Songs readily available. By the way, it's called News For You. Songs readily available, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Pandora. Yeah, I don't want to play in your band. Okay, so we would like to thank Claire for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. I would strongly recommend that you give it some streamer-emer action because it's always a good time when you get to experience new music because it's definitely an experience. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That is To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. That should change everything for you. All you have to do is go over there. Once you get there, addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few of the things that they talk about directly on their website. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. So let's talk about a couple things that we have going on real quick. If you don't mind, we have a workshop coming up at the end of March, beginning of April in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's the Conklin Workshop taking place in Hotel Santa Fe. We're going to be talking about some incidents and accidents that occurred. Given directly from Redonda Voight, giving you kind of the example on what exactly occurred. And we'll go through a whole workshop discussing on how you can take a look at self from the lens of using HOP. Also, we talk about the experiences that she went through, and we'll take a look at some tools by Brett Sutton, and we'll actually have a conversation with Ann Lear. And of course, Todd Conklin will be there going through the whole process, discussing the HOP lens on how it should look. So there you go. All you have to do is go to the QR code, scan it right there, or go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says live events. So there you go. Also, I would like to remind you that we've been talking about saving the date. So July the 13th in Orlando, Florida, we got an event coming up. Would love to see you there. It's a one-day in-person experience. I'm just asking you to hold the date right now. I'll give you some more information on what exactly is going on in the very, very near future. Like so near, I can't even contain myself. But July the 13th, 2026, Orlando, Florida. Would love to see you there. Just do the save the date for now. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the very near future. And I'm talking to like so close that you're going to be like, oh, well, why do we have to wait? So that's it. So save the date. Reality shift is what we're calling the save the date. It's an event going on in Orlando. We'll have some speakers there. It's a one day only, but it does fall on a Monday. So you can start taking a look at that and going, oh, this could be a weekend thing where I kind of come over into Orlando over the weekend. You know, it's not a bad time to be in Orlando. That's for sure. As we are talking. So save the date, July the 13th, 2026 in Orlando. So there you go. Some stuff always going on. Anyways, let's bring in some John Smalls into our life. Let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute, because I feel like it's time to do some of that right now.
The Motivation Minute. Courtesy of JaceCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by James. Chris Grosser said, "Opportunities don't happen, you create them." I agree with this one for sure. I've been so blessed in my life. Now, I've never said I've been lucky because I really don't believe in luck. I've made the right call on the right day at the right time. That's happened too many times to even count. Could I call it luck? Sure, but I think it's more of a byproduct of doing the hard work. If I didn't make any calls, I'd probably not have the same result. So it's less luck and more making an opportunity happen by doing the work. It's amazing how much luckier you are when you work harder and you work more than your peers. I've always been an early riser. There have been times that I've done more work than my coworkers before they even woke up. Make plans to create some opportunities this week. Try it. What do you have to lose? The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
Thank you. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's allies are pressing for an international investigation, said he was killed with poison dart.
Officials from several allied countries briefed reporters on Saturday and Sunday, saying laboratory results support claims that Navalny was poisoned with a rare toxin derived from South American dart frogs, a substance they argue would be difficult to obtain without state resources. Gary Beck reporting.
In Gaza, Nasser Hospital has condemned a decision by Doctors Without Borders to suspend most medical services at the facility.
Hospital officials said armed men moving in and around the compound raised serious security and ethical concerns for aid workers, prompting MSF to scale back operations even as casualties remain high and resources scarce. MSF leaders said they could no longer guarantee staff safety or uphold medical neutrality under current conditions. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The Israeli government has moved ahead with registering additional land in the occupied West Bank as state property.
Officials overseeing the move say they are formalizing ownership records in areas long administered by Israel, framing the step as a bureaucratic process rather than a political escalation. Palestinian leaders and international observers, however, warn that such registration can pave the way for settlement expansion and further restrict Palestinian development. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security has taken effect after political deadlock in Washington.
Funding for DHS lapsed at midnight after lawmakers failed to agree on a package that ties agency money to changes in immigration policy, including limits sought by Democrats on certain enforcement actions. Many frontline personnel are still reporting for duty without immediate pay. Kyle Norris reporting.
Severe storms swept across parts of the South while a band of winter weather pushed toward the Northeast.
Forecasters reported strong thunderstorms in southern states, with the risk of flash flooding and localized wind damage along the storm's path. Farther north, a fast-moving system is expected to drop snow and a wintry mix from the Great Lakes into New England, complicating road and air travel. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A Boeing 737 made an emergency landing after one of its engines failed at cruising altitude, with passengers reporting a loud boom.
The aircraft, which had been flying at about 27,000 feet, diverted to a nearby airport after the crew declared an emergency and began a rapid but controlled descent. Emergency responders met the jet on the runway, and authorities said there were no serious injuries among those on board. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
How about we just say we're a hot mess? Maybe that's the better way of putting it. Okay, let's take a look at some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1937, DuPont patents nylon developed by one of their employees. What else do we have going on? Back in 1989, Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden separate after 16 years of marriage. In 2024, Donald Trump and the Trump Organization ordered to pay $354 million in fines in a New York civil fraud case, one of the largest corporate sanctions in New York history. Also in 2025, Saturday Night Live celebrates the 50th years in celebrating the show SNL 50, the anniversary special with celebrity guests and returning cast members that happened all back on this date in the year that I told you. Okay, what else do we got going on? Let's talk about that real quick because that's going to be some stuff to talk about. Let's talk about some birthdays. LeVar Burton turned 69, Ice-T turned 68, and Andy Taylor turned 65. So there you go. Let's talk about some things you ought to know. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York says that American consumers and business picked up nearly 90% of the tab for the president's tariffs through 2025. That undercuts the president's long-standing claim that other countries should shoulder the cost for the imports taxes. According to the findings, the bulk of the financial hit landed right here at home on companies importing goods and families buying them. A separate February 6th analysts from the Tax Foundation estimates the tariffs amounted to about $1,000 tax increase per household in 2025. And it doesn't stop there. Households are projected to pay $1,300 in 2026. Here's Friday's winning Mega Million numbers is what I really should be saying. It's 34, 40, 49, 59. 68, and the Mega Ball was Uno. Here's our Saturday winning Powerball numbers. 23, 43, 58, 60, 64. Powerball was 24. Power Play was 2. And since there was no jackpot winners, tonight's jackpot will be for $154 million. So there you go. Also, Lindsey Vonn is heading home finally 1 week after the brutal crash at the 2026 Winter Olympics that left the skiing world holding its breath. She went down hard in the women's downhill in Cortina on February the 8th while attempting to complete despite her torn ACL. The fall resulted in a complex tibia fracture so severe that she had to be airlifted from the at the mountain site. At one point, there were real fears that she would lose her left leg. Since the crash, Vonn has undergone 4 procedures, the latest on Saturday, and now finally got a bit of good news that she's preparing to leave the hospital and is to return to the United States for continued treatment and additional surgeries. So there you go. That's pretty much about it. Should I say this? Yeah, let's say it anyways. In a letter sent to Congress Saturday night, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General informed top leaders of the House of the Separate Judiciary Committee that the DOJ has completed its review and released all appropriate records tied to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The release reportedly included names of more than 300 political exposed persons mentioned in the broader Epstein files, a category that spans former presidents, lawmakers, business executives, and artists. The letter was addressed to Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, Ranking Member Dick Durbin, House Judiciary Chair, and ranking members, confirming that the Department of Review is finished and the materials have been turned over. The letter comes days after Bondi was grilled by the members of both the congressional hearings and includes matches between the Attorney General and the members of the committee holding. So there you go. A lot of weird stuff there. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so as we talk about the world of music and entertainment. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with some words of wisdom for today, I would love to leave you with this. Your only competition is who you were yesterday. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people, but somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast. With more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through biweekly coaching calls accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.